أهلا بكم في حلقة مميزة في بودكاست ريك لينجلش. أنا عبد الرحمن حجازي وحلقتنا اليوم ما هي حلقتنا الاعتيادية عن حوار، حلقتنا اليوم هي حلقة قصة بالإنجليزي. فباقي الحلقة حتكون بالإنجلش completely، والشيء الثاني إنه حتكون حناخد قصة، وهذه القصة حيكون فيها سرد حيخلي خيالك يدخل في الموضوع، والقصص دائما مثبتة بدراسات إنها تكون أسرع في تعلم اللغة الإنجليزية، فهذا الشيء حيخلي تتعلم كلمات جديدة، تطور مهارة الاستماع، وكمان تنمي إنك تقدر تفكر بالإنجليش. وبنفس الوقت الموضوع حيكون ممتع وتجربة تمام مختلفة. فيلا let's jump into it.
Chapter 1: The Curious Writer. In a small town, there lived a writer named Sam. Sam wrote about ghost stories, but he did not believe in them. One day, he heard about a strange hotel room, number 2214, in the Alamir Hotel.
"People say scary things happen in room 2214," they whispered. But Sam laughed at these stories. Driven by curiosity, he decided to spend a night in room 2214.
Upon arriving at the hotel, the manager, Mr. Drake, looked worried. "I don't think you should stay in room 2214, he said. "It's not safe, Sam." However, did not change his mind, and went to the room.
Chapter 2: The Haunted Room. Entering room 2214, Sam saw a normal hotel room, a bed, a table, and a window. "Nothing strange here," he said, sitting down to write notes. An hour passed quietly.
But then, odd things started happening. A clock radio turned on by itself, playing sad songs. A cold feeling filled the air, even though the windows were closed. Even the pictures on the wall changed, now showing scary faces.
Sam tried to leave, but he couldn't open the door, and the windows wouldn't break. He realized he was stuck.
Chapter 3: The Night of Fears. Inside room 2214, the air became more frightening. The walls made strange noises, and the temperature went up and down quickly. Ghosts, looking like people who stayed there before, moved around.
Now sure of the ghosts, Sam became very scared. He tried to call Mr. Drake, but the phone didn't work.
The night was long, with quiet voices and ghosts appearing. The room looked old and different. The bed shook, and the lights went on and off.
Sam couldn't sleep because he was too scared. He looked everywhere for a way out, but the room seemed to change, making it hard to escape.
Chapter 4: The Fight to Escape. Sam said, "I must get out of this room." He pushed hard against the door and shouted for help, but nothing worked.
The room got worse, with broken walls and old paint. The ghosts, looking sad and angry, said he couldn't leave.
Sam was very tired. He wanted to rest, but he knew he couldn't. He checked every part of the room,
moving things to find a secret way out, but he didn't find any. Sitting down, feeling lost, he then felt a new strong wish to leave. "I won't give up," he thought, and kept looking for a way out.
Chapter 5: The Morning After. When morning came, Everything was normal again. The scary room 2214 was now safe, and the door opened easily. Sam, confused but happy, quickly left.
Mr. Drake was outside, surprised that Sam stayed all night. Not many people do that, he said.
Back home, Sam thought about what happened. He no longer doubted ghosts.
He started writing a new book about Room 2214, telling readers about the real ghosts.
Sam's book became very popular, and he became a famous writer. But he always remembered that scary night in Room 2214.
وكده وصل نهاية حلقة اليوم. حلقة اليوم كانت مختلفة تماما عن الحلقات الاعتيادية اللي احنا متعودين عليها. فأنا حرفيا الآن عندي تساؤل، هل نكمل على هذا الأسلوب؟ How do you guys like it؟ كيف عجبكم؟ نكمل يعني نركز على الحوارات ولا نخلي مع الحوارات ندمج ونحط قصص أكثر؟ فguys let me know. وهذه حتقول لنا أو يعني تعليقاتك ورح تساهم إنه نعرف إيش الخطوة الجاية المفروض نسويها تحديدا مع الحلقة المميزة اليوم. فوايد الحين تروح الانستغرام اكتب دليلك الانجليزي حتلاقي حسابي، روح كلمني في الرسالة الخاصة وقل لي تعليقك انه نكمل او نركز على الحوارات كالعادة ولا لا نخلط بينهم ولا نركز على القصص اكتر اللي هو. فgo ahead روح الانستغرام الان كلمني لانه انا منتظرك عشان اعرف ايش الاشياء اللي ممكن نسويها قدام، لانه هدف هذا البودكاست انه يساعدكم تطور لغتكم اكتر، فانا ابغى اعرف ايش اللي انتو قاعدين تحسنوا قاعد تستفيدوا منه اكتر. شكرا جدا على وقتكم واهتمامك ولانه يعني نيه مره كثير. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. في امان الله، مع السلامه.